Paul, are you concerned about Connor Hellebuyck's confidence?
Sure, in as much as I'm concerned about the teams. He's had a couple of tough nights, and he's always been able to bounce back from them. In his block of games, he's had some good ones. But he's had a few that he's been fighting the puck a little bit. But say that it's normal. It's just not a great position to play when you're fighting the puck.
Can you tell us who'll be in net tonight?
Hutch is playing tonight, yeah.
Can you put your finger on what changed from the effort your team put forth on Monday in a impressive win over Calgary and then the subsequent two games?
I know that Calgary wasn't a very good game, to be honest with you, Paul. Like, I mean, we did a lot of smart things with their sticks. They weren't really good. I didn't think there was a whole lot of hop in that game. So we competed far harder last night than we did in the Calgary game. Didn't have to compete particularly hard in that Calgary game. Both teams were off the puck. We were just smart in that game. Got some good saves, but we were smart in that game. Last night, hey, the effort level, believe it or not, was very, very high, to the point of a little bit out of position, a little bit over-aggressive at times, very little patience in that game. But and it's not as extreme, right? So then that's a real important thing for our team to understand. While it feels like it today, that you're miles from being good, we're a week away from a goal, having a stretch of seven periods. It might have been our best and our smoothest of the year, and have come off it a bit. But last night, you can see it in the faces. You can see it. It was a grind. It was a really heavy grind on the ice, and they gave what they had.
You finalized the rest of your lineup. Is there any changes from last night?
No changes.
Well, facing Los Angeles here, when you look at, they're one of the teams right now that you're trying to track down, just the importance of tonight.
Right, big game. They've had their struggles over their last seven games as well, mm-hmm. And then comes off feeling good with a big win against St. Louis, another team that we're trying to catch. So, big important game tonight. Really key that it's as simple a game as we can possibly play. We're going to play on our end. We've got some size, and they're good at that. They're not going to give you a whole lot off the rush. They've got, if they're not the lowest shots against team, they're right there, you know, at 25. So there's not going to be the flurries of offense. So you open your game up to try to create more. That's where they get you. So we're looking for a good road grinder here tonight.
What do you think of Mark Stewart's game?
For a guy that's been out that long, really good. You know, he had a couple areas where his gap was just out of sync, but for the most part, he did what he does. He blocked shots, he finished checks, and every once in a while he finds the net, so I'm happy for him. He's handled it like such a good pro that you'd like something good to happen for him in his first game.
Mathias talked last night about, you know, just getting in front of the net and getting tips, and that's what you were successful with the goals that you did get last night. Would you like to see more of that?
Well, we're for the most part, we're getting to the net a fair amount. We're not getting a lot of those pucks through, so some little bit more motion up top, right? We've got to move to get those pucks to the net. That's going to be the game in here tonight. And when you're at the net, you won't be standing by yourself. You'll be fighting for that ice. And it's also good that he says that, because when you look at the vast majority of the goals that line scores, they look just about a version of what you saw last night, which is a good thing. That's their identity.
With the Kings, they've 5-6 years, maybe more now, where they've been right at the top of defensively and goals against and that kind of thing. Is that, you know, is that just a product of great coaching? Is it just having Doughty and Muzzin? Is it just their identity?
Just take the goaltender, the top 3D, and the two center icemen. You know, so your team is built on that. Carter and Kopitar, real big, strong, veteran guys down low. They play defense with those two. They've put three, used to be five, real big, powerful men, that Jonathan Quick fella who had been in. And even with that, right, there's more to this game. They missed the playoffs. So they won some cups, and there's the extreme of this game. And if it, you're always a little closer than you think, but you're never right there.